Today we're speaking to Kevin Flynn, who's running for the position of counselor. Thank you very much, Kevin, for coming into the studio. So let's begin by having you tell us something about yourself. Were you born and raised here, or did you come to the Shoe Swap from elsewhere?
I was born and raised in Campbell River on Vancouver Island, and was there until about 1986 on and off while going to university. And the move to Salmon Arm 26 years ago, 1996, to raise my stepsons. And we chose Salmon Arm because we really loved the location. It was central. It was close to the Lower Mainland if we needed to be due to health issues with one of my children. And when I left Campbell River, it was about 15,000 people. And when I got to Salmon Arm, it was about 15,000 people. So I really liked the size of the community and the profile of the community. So been here 26 years. It's home. Not going anywhere.
What's kept you here?
The lake, the golf course, my business. Both my sons have decided to stay here. Now my grandkids who are here. It's just an amazing community. I've lived in numerous locations in BC and in a couple places in Ontario, and I would not want to live anywhere else.
What kinds of things have you been doing during your time living here?
Well, I was president of the Chamber of Commerce shortly after moving here. I've run a financial planning and employee benefit business for 26 years. My son is taking that over, but I'm still active. I was president of the golf course at one point, organized volleyball leagues, organized ball, very active in sports, very active in coaching kids and stuff. And then obviously I'm trying to become a sixth term city councilor. So I've been 17 years on our city council and contributing to the growth of the community and what the community looks like in that role.
What do you like most about living here in the Shoe Swap?
Oh, where do we start? Like I said, it's one of the best golf courses in North America, and I'm an avid golfer. I've played all over, and Salmon Arm Golf and Country Club is amazing. The lake, it reminds me of the inlets on Vancouver Island. It's a gorgeous lake. The location, the skiing close by. I mean, honestly, I tell people this is the greatest place in the world to live, and I believe it, and I want to keep making it that.
Turning that last question around, is there anything that you don't like about living here?
Well, I think I would be unanimous with everybody else that the summers where we've had smoke have been a challenge. Wildfire smoke due to climate change and things like that has been an issue. If I had one criticism, it would be that we were lucky this year, had no smoke. Year before, bad smoke. Year before that, bad smoke. Year before that, no smoke. But I would say that's the only thing I could find as a really strong negative. Obviously, the TransCanada going right through our town isn't a huge positive, but that's not going to be easy to change. It should have been changed 30 years ago. And the rail line, this town was built around the TransCanada and the rail line, so we can't really complain about them now because we built around them. So really, wildfire smoke is probably my only complaint. And February gets a little cold, and I can't wait for golf at that point.
And what do you feel are your most important personal attributes and values?
Well, I think everything I do at the council table is based on trying to make Salmon Arm better. And I think I act professionally, positively, responsibly, with integrity. I love what I do. I love the team I've been on this last 4 years. It's the best council. I've been on five councils, and this, I can say unequivocally, is the best council. Not because we agree on everything. I've lost a lot of votes, 1-5, 1-6, and 2-5. But we walk away with respect. We like each other. We work well together. And I think I try to make it fun, but I also am very analytic and very concerned about efficient and effective use of tax dollars. So I think I bring a bit of a business lens to council, and I think I do a good job of that.
In line with that, who are some persons you particularly respect in this community?
Well, Mayor Harrison, he was our kids' principal when they were younger at Hillcrest. His kids are good friends with my kids. Debbie and Alan are good friends. I think he's been an absolute wonderful leader, and his choice of distributed leadership and shared leadership, I think, is a great model to promote teamwork. I have to say, the people that I'm on council with, when some of them ran for council and I was already on council, I was really concerned about how we would work together. But we have such a diverse council with such interesting viewpoints that I think the community can't lose by bringing back that team. There's lots of people I respect in this community. Bill Laird, people ask me what makes Salmon Arm so good. And I said, if every small town had a Bill Laird who's involved in economic development, who's involved in downtown Salmon Arm, he's involved in the parking corporation, he's an amazing attribute to our community. But I mean, where do I start? Lana Fitt at EDS. We've got so many shining leaders in this community and so many people that care about the community that you can't really make a list. But I would say Mayor Harrison has been wonderful to work with.
In your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and area?
Well, obviously, for all of us, climate change is important. And the wildfires that I've already spoken to are a good example of how climate change impacts us here in the Shuswap. We're in a valley, we've got a lake, and smoke seems to come right in. So climate change is a big issue. We can't solve it alone. Our residential taxpayers and tax base is not big enough to fundamentally change things for climate change. We need senior levels of government support. Homelessness, again, not an issue that municipalities usually in the past have had to deal with. It's been a huge issue lately. And again, we've been working very hard with senior levels of government to add housing supply. We've worked hard as a council and staff to fill in the whole spectrum from top to bottom, including 130 new lower end, both subsidized and fully paid for housing. I think housing costs are really important. Transportation is obviously important. Active transportation, trail networks, all important. Really, I think this team of council and staff has so many things on the go. Active Transportation Task Force is reporting out next week. Strategic plan is being brought out next week. There's been so many things going on. To pick one is impossible, but really all of the work that's being done is just try to make this a more livable, better community. And that's what all seven of us that have been there the last 4 years have agreed upon. Not necessarily how to make it more livable, but we're all doing our best to make it a better community.
So what is your main personal reason for running for office?
Really, honestly, it's never changed. And one of the questions we got asked for the Chamber of Commerce Forum on Tuesday night is, what are your three main objectives? I've never gone into an election with any pet projects. And I'm not saying it's not right to do that. My objective when I have run for council in the past and today is to make a difference and ensure Salmon Arm is better in 4 years than it was today. And as I said before, I want to do that by acting positively, professionally, and as a team player with both staff, council, and the community to make Salmon Arm better. The last 4 years, I've had two grandchildren born and are being raised in Salmon Arm. So that makes it even more personal to make sure this is a better community, because my sons have decided to stay here and my grandsons are 3 minutes away. And I just want to make sure Salmon Arm's a great place for them to grow up.
As an incumbent, we know you've run for office before, but what's it like for you participating in this election campaign?
Honestly, they're all different and unique and the same. But this one is truly unique, having just gone through a worldwide pandemic of proportions none of us have ever seen. Obviously can't compare it to the Black Plague, but That's because I think science is at a level it's at that it didn't become what it did in the past. In my mind, there are a number of candidates running on a single issue that isn't even our issue. It's vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, and anti-government. And it's disturbing, personally. My youngest son is alive because of science. He's had open heart surgeries. He would not have survived if he was born 5 years sooner. And I believe in science, and I believe in following the experts in science. And this election is a bit disturbing in that it seems like there's people running on single issue or double issue, anti-vax and anti-government. And that's truly scary in my mind.
So tell our listeners what you would like to accomplish if you're elected.
Great question. Very similar to what the Chamber of Commerce has asked. And my answer to that in less than 500 words was that my objective is to continue to work towards completing the tasks in our new to be released next week or the week after community strategic plan. And the great thing about a strategic plan is it's developed in line with a consultant who goes out to the community, works with staff, and works with council and community groups to determine priorities. So it's not Kevin Flynn's priorities, it's the community's priorities. Our job at that council table is to make decisions that allow us to execute that strategic plan. Some of the highlights to me in that strategic plan, and it has short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals. Short-term, the Lakeshore Road improvements with the biking and walking network. Because we've grown from 15,000 when I moved here to over 20, our wastewater treatment plant is nearing capacity. Not a sexy project, but it's of utmost importance to expand our wastewater treatment plant. Included in that is some enclosures to make it less open to try to solve the odor that we all hear about all the time. So I'm very much looking forward to expanding the capacity and improving the odor. Interesting story. You can eliminate what you think is 100% of the odor, and if there's even 1% of it there, it becomes 100% in people's minds. So we've done a lot to reduce odor, but until we enclose it, which is the plan in the next stage, I believe, you won't ever eliminate the odor. So Lakeshore Road, wastewater treatment plant, the Otto Road connector, improving Indigenous relationships with our neighbors, I think is very important. And the last one that's in the medium to long term is the big shiny object, the new pool rec center that the community wants. And I hope at the end of this term that we have a referendum on borrowing for improvements to the pool to make it more of a full facility pool with lazy rivers and maybe water slides and all that. So that's kind of the big expensive one that the community will decide on, but I know that's one that everybody's looking forward to.
And now finally, if you are elected, what do you hope to leave as a legacy when your time in office has come to an end?
Well, I think the biggest legacy project that I've been involved in thus far in all those years, one is we have one of the most wonderful city halls anywhere, and it's multi-use with the law courts. That's a legacy that I've left on in a previous council. But the rail trail that isn't even in Salmon Arm, but will be an amazing asset to our community and the Shuswap, running from Sycamuse to basically Vernon, Lumbee. The rail trail, to me, from Sycamuse to Armstrong will be a significant legacy. I would like to see us continue working on the West Bay Trail to connect Salmon Arm to our Indigenous neighbors safely along the bay so that you could actually go from Engineers Point and maybe one day Canoe Beach all the way to Pierce Point or out in that area. So that's a legacy project that's probably not even in the medium term because it's going to take a lot of partnerships to make it happen. But to me, that would be a great legacy. And I don't expect them to name the underpass the Kevin Flynn underpass, but honestly, I think the underpass is going to be a legacy of the past and next council that will improve our community immensely. And I was so happy last election to see the referendum results be so positive. So.
Well, Kevin, thanks again for coming in to share your thoughts about being a candidate in the upcoming election.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. As you can tell, I get excited about this community, and I love this community, and I just want to try to make it better.